This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
We'll have our play of the game coming up in just a bit. Just want to remind you about our friends at Fresh and Lean. First of all, they make delicious, ready-to-eat meals made from organic ingredients, cooked fresh by chefs, delivered right to your door. So use the code FRESH20 for $20 off your first order, plus free shipping at freshandlean.com. A big thank you to all of our Duck Stream powered by TuneIn sponsors. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood. This particular segment, going to kind of run through everything that happened tonight. And it was not a good start, at least goal scoring in the game, because Seattle jumped out fairly early, Dan, with a two-goal start.
Yeah, they sure did, Steve. And for the second time in less than a week, the Ducks surrendered a goal in the opening minute of the first period, 11 seconds in St. Louis last Monday. And tonight, Seattle's Jared McCann opened the scoring just 33 seconds after the opening faceoff. Rookie center Matty Beniers won a draw in the right wing faceoff circle in the Anaheim zone from Ducks center Ryan Strome. Jordan Eberle quickly found McCann in front, and he scored from point-blank range. McCann, his eighth of the season from Eberle and Beniers. That made it 1-0 Seattle. And then at the 6:53 mark, the Ducks suddenly staring at a 2-0 deficit. Defenseman Adam Larson from just inside the blue line fired the puck down low on the left side to Andre Burakovsky, and his touch pass, though it went off a Ducks skate, found Wenberg in front, and Wenberg able to tuck the puck past John Gibson for his fourth goal of the season. Burakovsky and Larson the assists. So Ducks were down 2-0 before they got going.
Yeah, and they did it on a power play, which was good to see.
Sure was. Ducks winger Max Jones drew a holding penalty on Seattle defenseman Justin Schultz. Ducks with the power play did a good job recovering the puck down low, and ultimately Troy Terry with a nice move in front, able to put the puck five hole on Martin Jones. For Terry, his ninth goal of the season. Trevor Zegras and Cam Fowler with the assists that pulled the Ducks within 2-1 at 14-16 of the first period.
Then there was one more score, big goal for Seattle, because it came late in the first period, and one of their defensemen got credit.
Yeah, and you know, if you look back on this hockey game, this might have been the biggest goal of the game, because the Ducks had gotten back in it and were apparently headed for the locker room at the first intermission, down only one. But Kraken defenseman Vince Dunn struck with just 26.6 seconds left in the first period. He was left all alone to just walk down the slot and beat John Gibson stick side for Dunn, his fourth goal of the season. Oliver Bjorkstrand and Yanni Gord the assists. So it was 3-1 Seattle at the first intermission.
You know, one of the positives we've been missing him is veteran presence. He can do more than just play 5-on-5. We know that. But Derek Grant, it was good to see him get in the scoring column.
Yeah, I thought Derek Grant had a strong game for his first time back after being on the injured list, missing 10 games. And he got a goal here, made a really nice play, skating the puck out from low on the right wing boards, throwing it in front for a Frank Vetrano shot that Martin Jones made a pad save on. But Grant then, following the play to the front of the net, able to bury the rebound. Grant gets his second goal of the season from Vetrano and Ryan Strome, a minute 48 into the second period, making it 3-2 Seattle.
And then a flurry of power play goals. The first one by the youngster Beniers, who we've been impressed with in the two games against them.
Yeah, something we don't see very often, a roughing penalty on Adam Henrik of the Ducks, gave Seattle its first power play opportunity of the game. And rookie Matty Beniers able to capitalize, burying a rebound in front for Beniers, his seventh goal of the season. Former Duck Daniel Sprong and Justin Schultz with the assist. That power play strike for the Kraken made it 4-2 Seattle at 9:30 of the second period.
You know, the Ducks get two power play goals, and that's special when you can do that, especially early in the year when you're struggling on it. But I really thought the Ducks had earned a lot of good momentum after the next two scores.
Well, definitely. And how many times this season have we talked about the Ducks giving up multiple goals in short periods of time? Tonight, it was Anaheim capitalizing twice, just a minute 31 seconds apart, both on the power play. Again, it was Max Jones who drew a penalty. This time, it was a tripping call on Kraken defenseman Will Borgen, and Mason McTavish able to capitalize on the ensuing power play, burying a beautiful cross-ice diagonal pass from Trevor Zegras. McTavish with a sharp angle one-timer from nearly the goal line on the right side. McTavish gets his fourth goal of the season from Zegras and Fowler. That made it 4-3. And then just a minute, 31 seconds later, Adam Henrique with his seventh goal of the season, converting a spinning backhand centering pass from behind the net thrown out by Troy Terry. Henrique scored from the low slot. Trevor Zegras also with an assist, his third of the game. Fowler had two. So that goal at 17:55 of the second period made it 4-4.
And guess what? Next goes our play of the game, brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks! Unfortunately for Anaheim, a Farmer Duck got the winner early on in period three. Rink-wide toss for Sprong, a shot blocked. Another chance, Seattle backhand, they score! Daniel Sprong, the Farmer Duck, backhands won by John Gibson. Not much he can do, and John Gibson getting up very slowly to his knees now, but he looks to be in a little discomfort, and they'll send out a member of the training staff, it looks like, to attend to his needs.
Well, indeed, John Gibson was in discomfort. He left the game immediately after this goal. Anthony Stolarz went the rest of the way, so we will have to wait for word on Gibson's status as the Ducks prepare to begin a four-game road trip in Nashville on Tuesday night. As for Daniel Sprong, we know from experience that Sprong is certainly never going to be confused for being a complete hockey player, but he is dangerous with the puck on his stick in the offensive zone, and he showed that here, recovering his own rebound and then cutting through traffic across the slot and putting a backhand shot over a fallen John Gibson. Sprong gets his fourth goal of the season. Ryan Donato and Matty Beniers with the assists at 3:41 of the third period. Seattle had yet another lead, this one 5-4, and the Kraken, unlike their three previous advantages, were able to hang on to this one.
All righty, we're going to bring in Josh Brewster during our next segment for a couple of thoughts. Stan Wood will chime in. I will chime in, too. And then after that, Duck Calls with Josh. By the way, since 1894, Arrowhead brand, 100% mountain spring water, has been there for everybody. A naturally crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. We'll come back with our next segment on postgame following the Seattle win over Anaheim 5-4. Just a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Hockey fans are gearing up for the holidays at NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the largest assortment of NHL fan gear anywhere. With unique, one-of-a-kind designs by fanatics and authentic fan gear, the latest styles from every NHL team and all the players you love. Don't wait. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water.
News, will of the people, world tour. April 12th, Honda Center. News. Special guests, Evanescence, and Highly Suspect, Will of the People, the new album, available now. Tickets are on sale now at muse.mu. Muse, produced by ADG Presents.
We are back here at Honda Center. Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, and Josh Brewster. We'll go to Josh right away here. A 5-4 win by Seattle over Anaheim. Josh, first of all, what sticks out to you the most here when this one's done?
Well, very disappointing that the Ducks couldn't manage to get a third period goal. They looked so good tying the game up late in the second. I thought maybe they could carry it over. Just did not have the playmaking that they were hoping to have. And it's just unfortunate because I just thought this was a winnable game. I'll give a hats off to Max Jones. I think drawing those two penalties was just great. And I thought Mason McTavish played a good game. Good to see him get 18 minutes. But, you know, big disappointment here for the Ducks. And I especially that Vince Dunn goal to make it 3-1 at the end of the first period, boy, that was a tough one. That was a little bit of a tough one to overcome. But the Ducks kept pace. They were certainly in the game until the very end, but it's got to be very disappointing after a pretty darn good effort.
Yeah, and you know, Josh, we've talked about this more than we would like during the course of this season, and it's difficult when the results aren't there, but we talk about building blocks, and certainly tonight a couple of things that we pointed to on our pregame show really came to fruition tonight. The return of Derek Grant to the lineup, and I thought Derek Grant was really good tonight. Not only did he score a goal, but he played more than 15 minutes. He and defenseman Dmitry Kulikov led the team in shorthanded ice time. Grant won 6 of 7 faceoffs, so you certainly have to say Derek Grant did his job in his first game back in the lineup. And then we talked on the pregame show also about the Ducks wanting to at least break even on special teams, because Anaheim felt like its 5-on-5 game had been pretty good of late. And wouldn't you know, just when you bail out water from one area of your ship, here comes another problem, and that was the case tonight, because the Ducks actually scored 3 power play goals to just 1 for Seattle. Anaheim had the edge there, but it was at 5-on-5 where the Ducks fell short. So I guess it is right back to the drawing board, Steve.
Yeah, and Josh and Dan, we got to wait word on condition of John Gibson, too. I mean, that could be an issue going forward. We still are as ended up playing the last few minutes.
Yeah, and listen, certainly worried about the health of the player. I also don't want to, none of the Ducks fans would want to see another season where he misses stretches of time. He has played well. I've said throw out the numbers. I still mean it. It's too bad to watch him go out. Hopefully he will not be out. The Ducks need him. And by the way, adding to Dan's comment there, if you notice the Troy Terry goal, or the Troy Terry pass to Adam Henrique, we were looking for a pass on the power play from below the red line, and we got one from Terry. That was some good playmaking in close. Lots to like here. I just don't like the result, but it's just a bit of a disappointment tonight.
Yeah, and with regard to John Gibson, Steve, it didn't look horrible, the injury that he incurred there. You know, you never know. But hopefully John Gibson will be fine for Tuesday night in Nashville. The good news, though, is if not, Anthony Stolarz is certainly capable of stepping in and doing the job. And it's nice to have a guy like Lukasz Dostal available to come up from San Diego if necessary. We saw Dostal step in last season and perform exceedingly well. So one thing the Ducks are blessed with is depth in goal. Having said that, we hope we don't have to utilize it.
All right. We'll look forward to Josh and Duck Calls coming up. For Steve Carroll, Dan Wood, we'll be heading out to Nashville, Tennessee tomorrow morning. And, Dan, by no means is that an easy trip. 4 tough teams on the agenda.
Yeah, you know, earlier we talked about it being a gauntlet of Central Division teams. And I guess really pretty much anywhere you go in the Central Division, that's going to be the case. But when you think about the quality of the opposition the Ducks are going to be facing in, you know, Nashville, Dallas, Minnesota, and Winnipeg, there is not an easy touch there. But on the most recent road trip, the Ducks played a game in Winnipeg that certainly could have gone either way. Kyle Connor was the difference that night with the hat trick, including the game winner in the third period. So the Ducks are more than capable of playing with these teams, but it'll take them at near their best. And tonight there were good things, mainly the power play, season-high 3 goals. But again, the 5-on-5 fell short. But Josh talks about playmaking. I mean, two of those those goals tonight were absolute beauties, set up by Trevor Zegras on the Mason McTavish goal, and then Troy Terry with a beauty of a pass to set up the Adam Henrique goal. So it's there. We just need it more often.
All righty. Well, we'll look forward to Josh. And a couple of reminders before we head to Josh and Duck Calls. First of all, if you'd like to be one of four finalists to attend Fan Appreciation Night for a chance to win the all-new 2022 Honda Passport Trail Sport, courtesy of Honda, see your Anaheim Ducks. Well, what you do is you visit anaheimducks.com/Honda for details. Good luck. Special thanks to Honda. And a quick reminder that tonight's broadcast, property of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. And every broadcast of tonight's game, either whole or in part, without the express written consent, the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL is strictly prohibited. And last but not least, right at the top of the list, Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. We'll be on the air 4:30 Pacific time on Tuesday night from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Our pregame coverage 5 o'clock for the play-by-play. As Dan mentioned, not going to be an easy trip. We already know that. And see if the Ducks can bounce back from this tough loss at home tonight against Seattle. Josh is ahead. Again, the Ducks lose a tough one, 5-4 at Honda Center. We'll see you when we get back from the trip, and let's keep our fingers crossed for some points in this upcoming one. Josh is next. Duck Calls right here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style, all spinning on TuneIn's Classic Hits station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John. The Master, Prince. And so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's Classic Hit Station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. That's 714-940-2888. Duck Stream powered by TuneIn. Tonight, Kraken 5, Ducks 4. Disappointment on a night where we played pretty well here at Honda Center. It was an exciting game. There weren't nearly as many shots on goal in this game as there have been in many of our games, and that was good. On one side of the ledger, we only allowed 25. Unfortunately, Seattle scored 5 goals on those shots. The Ducks, in turn, 4 goals on 29 shots. The tough The tough one was the Vince Dunn goal, I think, at 1933 of the first, when it made it 3-1. But the Ducks had a lot of fight in the dog tonight. It's too bad we couldn't get a third period goal. And my own personal duck of the night is Derek Grant. Welcome back to the lineup, Derek Grant. You were definitely the sandpaper that we needed. A lot of good activity in front of the opposition's net. And I'll also give a special honorable mention to Max Jones for playing a tough game and drawing two penalties tonight, each of which led to goals. All right, you're listening to Duck Calls on Duck Stream. Give me a call, 714-940-2888. Were you at Honda Center tonight? What did you think? Did you watch it at home? Did you listen to it at home? Why don't you call and tell me what you think of the game tonight? The Ducks are now 6-15-1 on the season, and this was an opportunity to beat a divisional foe. And I know it's going to be tough for the Ducks to climb the ladder, but these are divisional games, and they really are worth 4 points. So it's too bad that they could not get a third-period goal and extend this thing. Couple points, as you may know, Earl Vaakanainen is up. He's been called up from AHL. San Diego did not play tonight. Max Comtois is on IR, and John Klingberg did not play tonight. So it's one of those nights. We have some silver linings here. You've got three power play goals on four opportunities, but you know the usually pretty good Anaheim Ducks 5-on-5. Was not dependable tonight. We just could not make it happen. And that third period, we had 10 shots, but just could not finish, could not salt it away. Well, what are you going to do? It's getting a little tough here in Duckland, but the Seattle Kraken are certainly on the way up in the NHL. They're now 13-5-3. And that's pretty much unexpected, I think. Pretty much unexpected. But they have been good thus far this season. So, we've got goals by Troy Terry. We've got goals by Derek Grant, Mason McTavish, and Adam Henrique. It was very interesting to see Mason McTavish out there. He played 18 minutes. By the way, I called for him to play 18 minutes recently. So tonight I was happy to see him get 18 minutes tonight. Saw a good bit of action against Matty Beniers. Beniers, the number two pick overall in the year that they were both drafted, and of course Mason McTavish was the number three pick overall. They did get to face each other for portions of the night, but boy, they both got quite a future ahead of them. And Mason McTavish, 4 goals on the season now, so you know this has been a very good rookie campaign for him thus far. It was really too bad that the Ducks could not connect on some playmaking in the third period. I really thought that the Ducks were good for another goal. It did not happen. Daniel Sprong scores at 3:41 of the third. There was more than enough time for us to overcome it. It's too bad. On the play, you've got Nathan Beaulieu and then Kevin Shattenkirk, that defensive pair. Shattenkirk crashes into John Gibson, of course, inadvertently. Gibson is shaken up. He goes out. Anthony Stolarz comes in. Anthony Stolarz did a fine job the rest of the way, stopping all 6 shots that he faced, but it was not meant to be. One thing I did call for was we got to get on the power play. Let's get someone below that red line and making plays, trying to feed a puck out to the low slot, and we did get that. Zegras sending the puck over to Troy Terry, who's behind the red line. He zips it out to Adam Henrique. And Adam Henrique scores his 7th goal of the season. So, love to see more of that. Trevor Zegras tonight, 3 assists on the night. It's interesting. I don't think it was his best night by any chance in handling the puck, but oddly enough, he did end up with 3 assists. So, that was good. Too bad we could not take advantage of the home stretch here. We will head out on the road now for 4 games. Against Central Division foes, and this will obviously not be easy. You've got Nashville Predators, Dallas Stars, Minnesota Wild, and Winnipeg Jets, and to the Stars and the Jets in particular are particularly hot right now. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NHL. We'll talk about the game tonight. After I come back from this commercial break coming up right now, we're going to give a call over to Rob Simpson from SeattleHockeyInsider.com, and we'll see what Rob Simpson has to say about the game tonight. We'll also go over some NHL stuff. Lots to talk about here on Duck Calls, 714-940-2888. Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank. Part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. Ducks hockey is the way. Star Wars night returns to Honda Center on Tuesday, December 6th, when the Ducks battle the Carolina Hurricanes. Those who purchase a Star Wars night ticket pack will receive a limited edition Man Duck Lorian t-shirt. Get yours now at anaheimducks.com/force. Yes, may the force be with you. And I'll tell you what, it's good to welcome back an old friend of the show, Mr. Rob Simpson from SeattleHockeyInsider.com. He's a longtime broadcaster and writer, does a great job covering the NHL. And here he is now, Rob Simpson. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good. I thought the Ducks were good for a third period goal. It was certainly an exciting enough game. I thought something would bounce their way.
Well, we're starting to see a little bit something like a replay of opening night on October 12th when Seattle blew the two-goal lead in the third period. This time they blew the two-goal lead in the second period, or actually they blew it twice, and then managed to get that one from Daniel Sprong. And unfortunately, John Gibson goes down on that play. So double whammy, not so good.
Yes, indeed. And it was an interesting night to see Mason McTavish and Matty Beniers out on the ice at points together, competing. Of course, Beniers second overall and then Mason McTavish third overall. Both have quite a future, Rob. They both scored tonight, and they're both having really good seasons.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that, and I don't think there's any question about the futures of some of the other Anaheim Duck players, which are relatively obvious. And I mentioned the opening night game that the Ducks ended up winning when Trevor scores the tying goal and then Troy Terry scores the winner in overtime. You got those two guys, obviously, they show up all the time. It's just a matter of you're hurting on D right now. Like I didn't quite realize the extent of what's missing, even though for part of it's just short term. But you know, you sign Klingberg, you've got guys out of the lineup, and it shows. It's not a very good team defensively.
Yeah, we have definitely struggled, and some guys have had to play above their pay grade, so to speak, and roles that they wouldn't normally occupy. It is hard to fill the skates of Hampus Lindholm and Josh Manson, that is for sure. And tonight, yep. some of our miscues definitely showed. It's I keep saying this, Rob. It's kind of surprising to me when I hear people. You worked in Boston for many years. When I hear people saying that they were surprised by Hampus Lindholm, because we've been seeing this for years. People need to stay up later. Maybe some of the writers need to stay up later to watch some of the West Coast games.
No question about it. He was outstanding. What jumps out for me also tonight, Josh, is the fact that you scored. How often do you score three power play goals and lose? Do you remember the last time that's happened?
No, that hasn't happened. More recent? Yeah, no, not for the Ducks. By no means. Our power play has struggled mightily, and tonight, Tonight we found it, but we didn't have it 5-on-5.
Yeah.
So two steps forward and a step back, unfortunately.
Dead last in both categories heading into this game, which is remarkable.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's surprising. Why don't you tell me from the Seattle perspective, what do you think has fueled this surge? I mean, I don't know, you know, how long the Kraken will sustain this, but every time I turn around, you know, they're winning another game, and I wanted to get your thoughts on what you think this surge has mostly been about.
Well, ultimately, they added four very important bodies. Martin Jones, you start in that most important position on the ice, Philip Grubauer, and it was pretty timely when you consider they signed Martin Jones this summer because Chris Drieger gets hurt. He has the ACL. He's out for long term. Jones comes in. Philip Grubauer gets hurt. He has a lower body injury, gets hurt in Colorado on October 21st. Jones comes in, plays all six games of the homestand, and goes 4-1-1, and he's been outstanding, gets the win tonight. Grubauer came back, played the other night, and got a victory in Vegas. So you've got really sound veteran goaltending, two guys that have both won Stanley Cups. They added Justin Schultz along the blue line, a righty. They have balance left-right on all three pairs. They've been healthy for the most part. Jamie Oleksiak missed four games, but Justin Schultz is outstanding. I've always been a big fan of his since he was at Wisconsin, an outstanding player. They add another cup winner in Andrei Burakovsky from last season on their top line. He's been lighting the lamp like mad as of late, has a nice little scoring streak going. And then Oliver Bjorkstrand's kind of an overlooked addition. He'd be the fourth guy that they added this summer who, you know, just plays a real strong two-way game. Had a little bit of a scoring drought, but has a couple of goals and I think 8 or 9 assists. So Ronnie Francis has had some really strong bodies from the goal line out, I should say, and it's paid dividends. And these guys work hard, generally speaking, for 55 minutes to 60 minutes a night.
One other thing about the Seattle Kraken I wanted to bring up with you, because I've thought this for quite a while. You know, I know Adam Larson was dealt from the Devils to the Oilers for Taylor Hall, and Taylor Hall went to New Jersey and won the Hart Trophy. So everybody says, oh, my goodness, what a horrible trade. I look at Adam Larson, and, you know, he pulls big minutes. He pulled big minutes in Edmonton. He plays in all
yep.
situations. He's a dependable guy. He hasn't been injured that much. He's always present, and you know when you need a defenseman, you need a defenseman. So I never quite thought that was real fair. You know, we know Taylor Hall is a great hockey player, but boy, if you need a defenseman, I'll take Adam Larson. You know, I think he's had a really quality career. So I never thought it was really fair for him to be looked on so negatively just because of that trade. I thought he was a dependable defenseman.
I agree with you 100%. And he's the minute-munching guy on this club. And he's a righty. And he's 30. So you could argue he's still pretty much in his prime. And he just does a little bit of everything. And he's a physical guy, as you mentioned. This is a guy who's 6'3", 210 pounds. So they have a good balance. I mentioned the lefty-righty thing back there. They also have decent size back there. Jamie Oleksiak's a monster. So it's not water bug D. This is a pretty good balance right here. Vince Dunn and Justin Schultz will be the two guys that jump into the play more often than not. But the other four guys are generally pretty responsible, and they've got decent size.
Let's talk now about our hometown heroes here, the Anaheim Ducks. You know, I want to get your thoughts on Troy Terry. Of course, he had a goal and an assist tonight. His line mate Trevor Zegras had three assists. Adam Henrique had a goal. So why don't you tell me what you think of the development of Troy Terry? You've certainly seen him enough. And also Trevor Zegras as the season unfolds. We're certainly looking to them for production. We've been getting it. I'm particularly impressed with the way that Troy Terry's game has developed. So why don't you give me your thoughts on that Duck first line?
Well, I mean, what's not to love? I mean, those are your two leading scorers. Those are your two most creative, skilled, and exciting players, and they're kids. So, I mean, the upside is unbelievable. I think the question mark comes of where's the support come from? Like, that's the biggest thing. You've got maybe a couple of guys that are potentially a little bit long in the tooth, and then it's just a matter of putting the pieces together in terms of depth scoring. But I was just speaking with a friend of mine this evening, referring back to Troy Terry and juniors and being the shootout specialist. And we saw him tuck that little ditzy do in the crease goal home tonight on Marty Jones' five hole. I mean, that's just classic Troy Terry in close. I mean, he might be as talented as any player in the National Hockey League, you know, in that blue paint area when he's handling the puck. So there's no question about where these guys are headed. I think it's just a matter of building out this lineup behind them and getting all these guys to play 200 feet. I don't want to get into your coaching, and I don't criticize your coach, but I just think it's a matter of putting the depth scoring together on this team and having a healthy blue line and then, you know, obviously getting the goaltending. Who knows what's going on with Gibby now? But you got two of the brightest talents in the league.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny, we talk about the time zone with regard to Seattle as well. You know, I hope folks are paying attention I hope the writers are staying up because I look at Troy Terry as a guy who, you know, he has patience with the puck to the point now where I look at it kind of the kind of patience that a guy like Patrick Kane possesses. And he, you know, look, it's not a comparison between what he's doing and what Kane has done in his career. Maybe one day it will be. But his patience with the puck and his confidence, Rob, is real remarkable, and I hope that that's not getting lost amidst our struggles.
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any question about – I think people realize kind of what just I was talking about in terms of depth scoring and just kind of getting this team headed in the right direction. You got to remember, you lost some of your this is a Ryan Getzlaff team. This is a Corey Perry team, if you go back a little further. Just a whole different makeup. It's still a team in transition. Terry's 25 years old now, but obviously, like I said, he's still a kid. He just had a 37-goal season last year. So I don't think that's what you need to worry about. I think everybody's really aware of what Troy Terry is capable of, and same with Trevor Zegras. I think it's just a matter of more of the team concept. It's a matter of putting this whole thing together. I don't think your concern is there whatsoever.
All right, let's click over to some NHL stuff, Rob, here. There's certainly more than enough going on. I've got to take note of the New Jersey Devils for a wide variety of reasons, and many of them obvious.
It's unbelievable.
Now 18. And yeah, it is really unbelievable. Jack Hughes scores his first hat trick. Of course, in Saturday night's win over Washington. Of course, Nico Hischier is coming along. And then tip of the cap to Lindy Ruff. He joins Joel Quenneville, Barry Trotz, Ken Hitchcock, and the coach who he used to play for, Scotty Bowman, played for a long time, joins him in the 800 win club. So there's some remarkable stuff happening with the Devils, Rob.
Yeah, there's five total now, right? You mentioned Scotty,
Scotty,
Trotzy, and Ken Hitchcock, right?
That's correct.
So he becomes number five, right?
Yep.
I'm happy for Tom Fitzgerald. Fitzy's a great guy, the GM there. Last year was a disaster. I believe they went through seven. It could be six, seven, or eight, but I'm just going to pick the middle number. Seven goalies last year. It was a complete nightmare, and it pretty much destroyed their season. So they've obviously been more stable for the most part. The Vitek Vanacek pickup was a nice deal. And then they're just playing an unbelievable all-around game. And Hischier and Hughes are ridiculous 1-2 up the middle, which is, by the way, that's something that Seattle Kraken can look forward to. Shane Wright right now is playing a five-game conditioning in the American Hockey League. He scored four goals in three games. Eventually, they're going to get to the point where it's going to be a Matty Beniers, Shane Wright, 1-2 lefty-righty punch. So we're kind of seeing that unfolding now. A more mature, slightly older pair in Hischier and Hughes, devastatingly effective in New Jersey right now, which is, you know, again, strength up the middle being the most important thing to go with your blue line and your goaltending. So that's kind of where that's the pivot point for all of this. And they're getting an unbelievable all-around game. And it's great to see butts in the seats at the Rock and the Prudential Center in Newark because they're one of the welfare teams, and it's not always pretty there, but they've got they got the support, and it looks pretty good right now.
Indeed. Let's talk. I'm sure you saw this incident in the Friday night game between the the Jets and the Stars. Connor Hellebuck loses his mask as Jamie Benn goes by, and they collide Friday night in Dallas. Jason Robertson scores on the play, ties the game 4-4. Now, reading the rule book, it appears as though even though his mask was knocked off, and I could read the rule book to you, but it appears that the ref seemed to have made the right play, the right call. But Connor Hellebuck is furious that the play was allowed to continue, and I think that despite the fact that I think the refs made the right call because the Stars were in the midst of an imminent scoring play, and they had possessed the puck, which is what it hangs on. I think they made the right call, but I think it's interesting. And do you think that, you know, that for example, at the next GM meeting, maybe they'll talk about that if the goalie loses his mask, you got to blow it dead immediately. What did you think about what happened the other night between Winnipeg and Dallas?
Well, see, I generally thought that was the rule, and that it really just kind of summarize it, Josh. Is I think I read somewhere today, someone said, "What is it? What does it mean?" And that in terms of in terms of goalie interference, and I think that kind of sums it up, because how many times? And I think you and I even had this conversation once last season on a play with John Gibson, where we're saying to ourselves, okay, wait a minute. That is goalie interference, but 4 days ago in San Jose, it wasn't. And then how many times is that, you know, that type of question mark arisen where you're just absolutely discombobulated as to what, where's the line? Like, It's so gray. So I think this is another example of it.
Yeah, Rob, it seems there's too many qualifiers to goaltender interference. I'll read what I've got here from the rule book, but rule 9.6. When a goalkeeper has lost his helmet and or face mask, when he's lost his face mask and his team has control of the puck, the play shall be stopped immediately. Okay, the Jets did not have control of the puck. When the opposing team, the Stars, has control of the puck, which they did, play shall only be stopped if there is no immediate and impending scoring opportunity. Well, there was an immediate and impending scoring opportunity. However, where I would agree with Connor Hellebuck is, you know, how many qualifiers do we need here? I mean, you know what I mean? That's where I would agree with him.
Right. So. Yeah, I mean, and Jamie Benn, obviously no stranger to creating havoc and giving a little extra and doing what he can to be a pain in the arse. Whether it's a goalie or anybody else for that matter. So, you know, I didn't mind the result, to be quite honest.
All right. Now I got to sidetrack and ask you a sort of a frivolous question, but this is kind of important to me because I love hockey jerseys so much. I don't know the current slang with, here it comes, Rob. I know how old you are. Justin Bieber.
Is this a fashion question?
Yes, it is. Justin Bieber says that Sharks reverse retros, capital R, fire, are fire. Okay, which means that means good, right? I don't know my kids' slang, but he says the reverse retro for the Sharks are fire. Now, obviously, that's very good. Rob, if I see anything that reminds me of a California Golden Seals jersey, it just brings a tear to my eye. It is always welcome. What did you think of the Sharks jerseys where you've got the Golden Seals except it says Sharks?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I don't know about the fire thing. I was on the phone with my son who's out east going to school and didn't think to ask him about the Sharks sweaters. But or actually, more importantly, what fire means.
Right.
But I'm assuming, like you said, it does mean it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's got.
I think it's super cool. I'm totally down with the seals, the Golden Seals, whatever seals, Oakland, California, all incarnations, Charlie Finley, white skates. I thought it was neat. So I'm trying to think of who was wearing. I can't remember if it was Buffalo. Somebody was wearing white pants.
Buffalo.
It was Buffalo, right? With a mostly white
Buffalo,
top and white. I was not too crazy about that one. But I'm down with the California either. Golden Seals look.
Yeah, it was too ghosty. You know, I mean, the ice is already white. Put some gold pants on or something. But okay, now back to some hockey talk. I got to talk to you about the Toronto Maple Leafs because Mitch Marner now has stretched his point streak to 16 games. They beat Pittsburgh Saturday night.
Yep.
So now Daryl Sittler and Ed Olczyk both got to 18, okay, for the Leafs. Babe Dye from before my time in the 1920s and John Anderson from my teenage years and Dave Andrechuk, whose lawn I used to mow, by the way. He had 16.
What?
Now, yeah, I used to mow Dave Andrechuk's lawn. Not recently. I'm talking about when I was in college. When I was in college, I mowed I mowed Dave Andrechuk's lawn. Great guy.
Okay.
So anyway, Mitch Marner now 16 games. They're now missing their top three defensemen, but they got three wins in a row, and they're 4-0-2 in their last six, 9-1-4 in their last 14. Take the temperature of the Leafs for me here on a Sunday night.
Well, I'm going to just do. It's all fine and dandy. They're chasing the Boston Bruins right now in the Atlantic Division. They're going to finish near the top. They're pretty much loaded. I don't know if their goaltending will ending up holding up at the end of the day. We'll see. And you never quite trust it, but it all really doesn't matter, Josh, because I'm just going to bring up two names. Montreal Canadiens, Game 7, 2021. Tampa Bay Lightning, Game 7, 2022. They have not been past the first round, and I'm going to say, I'm throwing it out there as a guess. 0-4.
That sounds about right. Yeah,
they can go undefeated in the regular season, but until Samsonov and Murray show their stuff and the team shows some sack in the first round of the postseason, I don't care. It's like call me in April.
Listen, Rob, before in our last couple minutes here, before I let you go, I got to ask you to give me a real quick recount of your climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with none other than Zdeno Chara. I got to bring this up again. Zdeno Chara
right.
and you climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Give me the quick version of that one.
It was 5 to 6 glorious days of bonding in some of the most beautiful terrain on the planet, completely on our own. But I believe there was 5 of us and 17 porters. We had a main guide and 3 guys carrying camera equipment. And we marched up over 5 days. The porters would cook our meal. We'd sleep, wake up, eat breakfast. We'd leave. They'd pass us, many of them barefoot, blow past us during the course of our 4 to 6 hour hike, set up the next camp. So that was kind of the routine. Then we'd show up and they'd be there singing for us. And then we'd stay overnight. Wow. And then the same routine would repeat itself. The last night was 16 hours of hiking. It left at 11 p.m., arrived at the rim at 5 a.m. for sunrise, went another 4-hour round trip to the very top, came back, and then had a 6-hour down until that night's campsite. So I was asleep on my feet, but I made it to the top.
Excellent. All right, lastly, let's talk about the Pacific Division. Seattle dwells there, obviously, and they may even be a playoff club for all we know. There's 8 games above 500 right now. But I'll finish with this, Rob. Tell me what you think of the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, Jack Eichel has certainly not disappointed. He has earned his dough thus far. But, you know, a lot of the so-called experts like myself thought they'd be mediocre. Guess what? I was wrong.
Well, here's something you got to keep in mind right now when you talk about Seattle in the postseason. 13-5-3, 29 points. By the way, they have 2 games in hand on Vegas. So if they were to win both those games, they would be tied for first place in the Pacific Division. I'm talking about the Seattle Kraken right now. We just beat them 4-2 the other night. I was at both games. I watched the Kraken beat them, and then I watched the Canucks beat them last night. So I was at both of those games. I mean, it's an interesting cast of characters. It's an unbelievable load of talent, especially with Eichel there. Shea Theodore might be one of the most underrated defensemen of the National Hockey League and probably has been for a while. Alex Pietrangelo, you can kind of go through the list. I mean, they're stacked. I think right now they're just going through a little bit of dysfunction. They came out like barn burner, came out like madmen, and you've got a guy like Phil Kessel, who's ironically the Iron Man of the NHL, probably because he's delivered a grand total of 2 hits in his entire career. Completely uncoachable, always has been, but a cup guy, does his job, shoots the puck, has a great first step in the offensive zone. I mean, it's an incredible roster if you really look at it. So I'm not surprised. I think they're just maybe a little kind of like, it's November. It's late November. We're in first place. Yada, yada, yada. They'll get it together when they need to. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if I'm completely and utterly sold on Logan Thompson and Aiden Hill, but otherwise, they're loaded.
Yeah, they would have a lot to prove in a long season. All right, folks, there he is, Rob Simpson from SeattleHockeyInsider.com. Rob, it is always a pleasure to have you on Duck Calls and hope we can do this again real soon.
Josh, for sure. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure here as well.
All right, Rob. Talk to you soon, buddy. Okay, folks, let me finish up here in my last couple of minutes. I got a call here, 714-940-2888, if you'd like to hop in here in the closing section of the show. And I've got David from Winnipeg on the line. Oh, Dave, he's called before. I like speaking with David from Winnipeg. Hello, David from Winnipeg.
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Good. Yeah, the game, it was a very, very entertaining game. Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's sometimes, if they're playing not so well, playing awesome. But then if Gibson's not playing well, then the Ducks are playing awesome. And then it's just.
Well, David, I'll tell you what, your phone's coming in and out a little bit. Stick with me a minute. I think Rob touched on something. That's okay. I think the defensive zone, I think it's tough. I think there are, we've got some guys who I think are playing a little above their pay grade. And, of course, you don't have Klingberg tonight. But we did get Nathan Beaulieu back recently and Kevin Shattenkirk back. But I'll tell you what, I think the defensive end and this goes to the forwards as well. The clampdown's got to be even greater. You know what I mean? I just think the defensive zone sometimes there's just too many miscues, and just got to tighten that up. I mean, I'm so happy to see the shots against coming back down to earth, somewhere within the atmosphere of this earth rather than up in the stratosphere. But at the same time, I think the defensive zone is going to need some more work.
Yeah, and also just one other thing I noticed, especially when the Ducks were in Winnipeg, Zegras, he needs to keep his cool, at the end of the game, breaking his sticks, I don't know. I know it sucks to lose, but, got to keep your composure, I think.
Well, look, you know what? I think you make a good point. I think these are, there are issues of composure for all, not just Trevor Zegras, but just things that have to be learned as you grow into your role in this league. I'll say this, I'm glad to see some moxie from Trevor Zegras. I know he doesn't want to take a lot of guff out there. I know he runs his mouth a bit out there. You really don't want to see a player like Zegras end up having to throw the mitts because he's not a small guy, but he's not a real big guy. And also, I need those hands to score some goals around here. And tonight, of course, he had 3 assists, which was real good. But hopefully the Ducks can go on to this road trip and we can find a little more tightness in the defensive zone. And it's Nashville, Dallas, Minnesota, and Winnipeg. All those clubs can be dangerous. But there's a four-game road trip coming up. I am going to talk to you Tuesday. Let's get out of here. Thank you for listening to Duck Calls. Thank you to Rob Simpson. 5-4 tonight, the Kraken over the Ducks. Really sorry we don't have a win. I really thought we were going to get a third period goal, but the Ducks are chipping away, and hopefully things will start to break. Have a great rest of your Sunday night, and have a great Monday, and be back with me on Tuesday right here on Duck Stream. Talk to you then.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call. Touchdown.
ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus
is
ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Hockey fans are gearing up for the holidays at NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the largest assortment of NHL fan gear anywhere. With unique, one-of-a-kind designs by fanatics and authentic fan gear, the latest styles from every NHL team and all the players you love. Don't wait. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a fanatics experience.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Become an Orange Alliance member today to receive the best fan benefits. Some perks include getting discounts on team store and concession purchases.